time for song of the day. Bow, 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 bow. Now, before we get into today, Producer Porkchop has a special announcement, so please attention to Producer Porkchop.
I forget who it was, I'll look, but one of our listeners suggested, hey, for a Song of the Day category, you should do local artists. So we are going to do that this Tuesday. If you're a local artist and you want to be featured for Song of the Day, make sure you DM us, but your deadline is tomorrow at 10 a.m. So you could DM us at Joe and Mackenzie if you're a local artist in Houston or Indy and you want to be featured for Song of the Day.
Yeah, and maybe you got a hot new fire track. I recommend dropping a reference to Joe Mackenzie in it. Maybe that'll get you a category selection. But yeah, Joe Mackenzie, hit that up. Right now, though, let's do our thing with Song of the Day today on this fine, fine Wednesday morning. The category we're working with is songs. Oh, yeah, that make you hungry. Porkchop, can I start out with you?
Yes, please. All right, so I love chicken. Actually, this is what happened. My boyfriend and I, we went to Burger King yesterday. I guess he's not feeling too well, so I let him pick what he wanted. And he said he wanted Burger King. We get in the drive-thru, and he says, I'd like the number 13. And I look, the number 13 is chicken fries. And I'm like, oh, song of the day, songs that make you hungry.
That's hilarious.
Chicken Fried by Zac Brown Band.
I thank God for my life. For the stars and stripes,
America!
May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love.
And the reason I picked that part is because America. So if you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. And if you're American, vote for Chicken Fried, letter D.
Oh my gosh. So now if I don't vote for that, I'm not American. I'm anti-American.
Then what is Joe?
I'm taking a knee during Song of the Day. Okay, thanks. Let's move on to Live the Web Girl. What song's making you hungry?
Okay, so the song that makes me hungry is actually pretty obscure. This is one of my favorite songs in high school. It's way chiller. I'm not going to attack you and say you're not American if you don't vote for it. You know, vote for it if you want it. But this song makes me think of summer. It makes me want to have some tacos and some beers with my friends. And that is Corona and Lime by Schwayze.
Baby, will you be my Corona and Lime?
It's a good song too, obviously topical with the coronavirus going around.
You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and texting C.
Mackenzie.
Yes, Joe.
Your food you bring in often looks appetizing and makes me quite hungry. What about your song choice?
Oh, I wish I had one of these that I brought in. I'm going old school with it because nothing is better than a biting into a big juicy cheeseburger when you're on the beach having the time of your life. So I went with Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. Medium rare with mustard thin eyes. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. I'm just loving Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Classic! All right, so if you want to hear that, text the word song right now to 52140. Vote for B.
Now, my song is going to make all the moms in the minivans, sorry, I slurred my words.
Minivans
in the minivans go crazy. Kids, you might need to take the wheel when mom rocks out to this song, relives her glory days from the 90s. And listen, whether you listen to this band or you've just seen a good movie or two, maybe a Will Ferrell movie's had this in there, the song you need to pick today that's going to make you hungry is by Warrant. We call this Cherry Pie.
She's my cherry pie.
Get you jacked up today for Song of the Day, and how does that not make you hungry thinking of some cherry pie? That sounds so tasty. All you got to do to vote for that song is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you are prompted to vote, you would choose letter A to hear my song. Let's recap everybody you can pick right now. We've got Porkchop. He went with the Zac Brown Band Chicken Fried. Mackenzie, she went with Jimmy Paradise. Live the Web Girl went with Swayze. I'm saying that as a question. Corona and Lime. Crazy. There we go. And myself, Joe, I went with Warrant Cherry Pie. You don't need to know how to say the band's names. You just need to vote right now. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're doing Song of the Day, and I usually don't do this, but hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. You're live on the radio, no swearing. You're the last vote. Who are you voting for?
Hi, Joe and McKenzie. It's Emily.
Hey, girl.
Emily, we are waiting for your call.
All right, so I am going with Joe today in Cherry Pie.
You know what? I totally predicted that. I was like, I bet Emily is going to go with Joe because we love Emily. She votes every single day for Song of the Day. I just feel like this was your
jam. I sure try to, guys. I try to get my vote in. I like my voice heard, and I like to be able to choose what we listen to in the morning, and it's different. It's fun.
Absolutely.
Can we say this for our bosses, please?
Yeah.
Somebody,
I mean, I was quite upset when I heard it was going might be getting canceled. I'm not going to lie. Even my daughter, Paige, she's 15. Big age difference there. She was a little upset, too. She gets her vote in every day. She does text and Twitter. Mom doesn't do Twitter.
It's okay. Hey, Mom, we appreciate you calling in. You know what? I'm going to lie. Maybe one more call. I feel crazy today. Is that a vote for Joe? Okay, thank you. Another vote for me. No, let's give you the songs you could have voted for while Porkchop calculates the results. This category today was songs that make you hungry, so kind of wide open. Kicking it off with Porkchop, think a very good song. He went with the Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried. And I should probably turn it off.
May freedom forever fly, let it ring.
Liv said, you know what, guys? This song makes me think about tacos and summertime and just vibing on the beach. She went with Corona and Lime by Swayze.
Maybe we be my Corona and Lime.
Whatever happened to those? Like, it was a group, right? Because I remember them.
I think it was like him and another dude. I don't know whatever
it
happened.
It was Cisco Adler and Swayze. And actually, they came to Radio Now when they came out with that. And they
really?
Were awesome. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to make that a Throwback Thursday song then. Let's see. Myself, Joe. Come on, who doesn't want to rock out to some Warrant and have some cherry pie?
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Oh man, reliving the glory days, am I right? And then McKenzie trying to make us really hungry this morning, having a cheeseburger in paradise with Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Medium rare with mustard in
my. That's just a feel-good song.
It is, and we never hear songs like that, like win. But will today be the day that she wins and breaks out of that third and fourth place?
Probably not.
Chops, he's got the results.
First and second place have the same percentage, but are separated by a couple of votes.
And wow. I voted today. So if I win, I'm so glad I voted because I did vote today.
Third and fourth place are separated by 1%.
Wow,
so close.
Yes, well, the top two have a quite a higher percentage than the bottom two.
All right, I feel like I can guess this then.
All right, well, let him tell us. Let's see.
Coming in last place with 11% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
That's a great song, though.
I know,
so
I love it,
fine.
So I had to stick with it because that's like one of my all-time faves.
Right behind her, with just 12% of the vote.
I think it's going to be me.
McKenzie.
Oh, no!
Oh,
you tell me nobody wanted a cheeseburger for breakfast?
First and second place both have 37%, but first place is separated by 2 votes.
Whoa. See, I'm doing this to set myself up because I'm trying to do the whole manifestation thing you guys talk about manifesting things. But I feel like people may not realize this, but I feel like our audience likes the music we play. But I also feel like if you listen to Joe McKenzie, you probably also like country music. And I feel like Chicken Fried is across the board a universal song that we all know and love when we're getting drunk, having a good time with friends and family. That being said, and me stalling, is that I think Chops won, but I hope he didn't.
With 37.3% of the vote, second place goes to Producer Porkchop.
What? Oh my gosh!
You are doing the winning one. This is the third
game
in a row you won.
I don't know what this. You don't understand. Like, I really like beat up on myself a lot, and I'm always angry. This makes me feel like I'm a good person.
Honestly,
like,
anything,
you like me.
Anything to make you happy is a win for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do I feel like I haven't won all week? Where they're like, we're gonna give Joe
the
win.
That we want to keep happy, like everyone on the show.
Hey, well, this diva is happy as hell right now. Thank you for your votes. Let's relive the glory days. Come on, let's get in a car and like wash it or something. We'll have a car wash right now. Your song of the day winner is Warrant Cherry Pie.